Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1100, 1100, Baruch Hashem. With the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we got to a new plateau, a new goal, if you want to call it, in our Hilchas Brachas, 1100, Baruch Hashem, Gesunta Heit Weiter. Okay, so getting back to our Hilchas Brachas, we are in the middle of talking about an interesting question. Of course, we're in the middle of the halachas of Kedima Bebrachas, order of Brachas, and we are trying to finish off, but we turned the road a little bit for an interesting question which comes up all the time. The reason why we did it now is because I happened to hit the source. I found the Bir Halacha that's the source of this question. And then we hope, as Bezras Hashem, to go on to Shinoi Makom, which we want to review. We spoke about in the last few Shiurim. So the question was very simple, that I made a Bracha on one item. I had in mind another item. Our famous case we spoke about already 25 times in the Shiurim, right? I have my soda and I have my coffee. I made a Shahakal on my soda. And I had in mind when I made the Shahakal my coffee, which is not in front of me, right? So I had it in mind. So good. So then the Gesunta Heit, go ahead and drink the coffee. Right afterwards, I drink the coffee. And I drank the right amount of shir. I drank soda, the revius, in the amount of time it takes to drink two gulps, with one pause in between, Kadesh Sia Revius, we spoke about. Okay, but be it as it may, you don't want to get off on the tangent. We spoke about in the first shir, those shirim again, a few shirim back. But be it as it may, so we went through last shir, the whole bir halacha, the machlaikis. Bottom line was, I made a bracha on cake, I made a mezonos on cake, and I had in mind, I made a mezonos on cookies. That was our case, and I had in mind the cake, which I'm going to eat 5 minutes later, right? No problem, all wonderful. I had in mind, so gesund to hate. I finished the cookies, I had the shir, I ate the gezais bechdech. Go ahead, gesund heit, eat the cookies. When you're done with everything, make your al hamichya, right? So the same thing with the soda and the coffee. I drank the shir, I drank the right amount in the right amount of time. When you're done, gesund heit, make the burner fashis after your coffee, after you're done everything. We always want to make the after bracha when we're done with everything. You don't make after brachas after each item, right? We spoke about that also. I'm eating five things. Don't make a shahakal burner fashis. Shahakal, but you don't do that. There's a bracha shenitzricha. You just go ahead at the end, you make one burner fashis. Okay, but that's a separate issue, not for today. But the bottom line is, what do I do? Now, I forgot, right? I made the bracha shahakal on the coffee, on the soda, and I slipped up. I had in mind the coffee, and now I forgot. What do I do with the coffee? I made the zonos on the cookies, and this applies with everything, by the way. Any food or any drink, it doesn't make a difference. Bir Halacha is talking about wine, actually, after the Bir Berachas HaMazon, which is a separate issue. But this applies with any drink, any food, right? I made a mezonos on one item, and I had in mind the other item. Now, what do I do in, like, the case of cookies and cake? What do I do now with the cake? I slipped up. I made a mistake, and I made al hamichya on the cookies. What do I do now with the cake? I want to eat the cake, right? Fine. So the bottom line is, what do we do? We said it's a machalikis, Magen Avraham, Elio Rab, and so on. The major achroinim. One says you don't make a bracha. One says you do make. You don't make a bracha. What do you mean? You had it in mind. And the other one says the other group of achroinim say, you need a new bracha, but because the burn of fush, it's al-michi, is an automatic cutoff, right? And Magen Avraham says, no, what do you mean? You had it in mind. So, after bracha, no, after bracha, it's good. So it's a machlaikis, what do we do? So the dirshu, and the bir halacha blibed that it's arachin, by the way. So that was, the bir halacha said that, we're stuck over here a little bit. So now the dirshu says in ois number 9, just to start, looking for some eitz tovus, how to work with this, says the dirshu, gadas, Magen Avraham, she'ein siluk hadas, right? Mimad. You don't have silak hadas. It's not like an automatic cutoff. In other words, that shein silak hadas mimasha hayi b'dayte mitchila lachle. That's the das of the Magen Avraham. That it's not an automatic cutoff, right? Even though you made the burn of fashos. So that's very interesting. But so says the dirsh straight up, very simple. Va'af sheish sheyesh shechalku alav, right? Mikol makam. Because of the fact that it's a suffix, we saw there's a machlaikis. Others say, what do you mean? It's an automatic cutoff. So therefore, mikamaka misafik ein levarach. Suffik brachas lahakal. That's the klal in general in brachas, unless it's brought down differently by the achrayim or whatever. But the bottom line is suffik brachas lahakal. If somebody has a question in general, we do not make over the bracha. Okay, so unless it's a deraisa, like in case in time by benching, when a person ate and they're full, v'chalta v'savata, and then they forgot, whatever, so then we do say that you bench over. Okay, we're not going to get into that right now, but in general, we do not make over the bracha. So that's what he says straight out, that there should not to make it over again. Because Safik Brachas Lahakal. Okay. So comes the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim is Sifkat and Ches in our Simin Kuf Tzadik. And he brings on the same thing. He says, Kevin Shigesh Machlaikis, the whole thing is a Machlaikis, like which are Sobza. If this thing happened, Erekain, excuse me, Shahaya, Daite Lecha Velishtais Oid, El Shashacha Chaberach, I made a mistake and I forgot and I made it after Brachas. Gedei Lahatzim is Safik Brachas. He says, Yeshla Limnaya Esatzme. So the problem is, you're stuck. You know, if you make a new bracha, suffik brachas lahakol, you're not allowed to. But how could you go ahead and eat this thing? You know, it's the bottom line is you have the major paiskim who say you need a bracha, so you're really eating without a bracha according to them. So, what do we do? So says the Kaf HaChaim, one eitzah is one should be careful not to eat this second item. Like if you drank the soda, don't drink the coffee right away. Until you have a real hesachadas, you ate the cookies, then don't go ahead and eat the cake right away. You could eat it, but do an action of hesachadas, take a break, go do something else, something that'll totally, you'll forget about the cookies, you'll forget about the cake or the case of the coffee. Bimei siach das, go do something else totally. Like this, you'll forget about the coffee, but it has to be, you know, it has to be heschadas gomer because it's not so simple. So this eitzah toiva, it works, but you have to go do an action that's going to totally get your mind off the second thing and, 15-20 minute break, whatever, but to go do something else. But a better eitzah, which is a better, silica, which is a better heschadas, if you want to call it, would be an action of shinoi makam. Now shinoi makam, which you do, you just go out of the building. In other words, I want to drink my coffee. I drank the soda. The question is, do I make a bracha on the coffee? Just go out of the building and finish. When you go out of the building, right, you live in a house, you live here, you live whatever, in yeshiva, whatever, just go out of the building, even for a few seconds, whatever. You go outside, walk down the block, a little drop, whatever. So that's an automatic cutoff. Again, even if it's according to Mishnah Berurah and major poskim, even it's a mamash for a second or two, you go out of the building, mamash out of the building, all the way outside, then you have a real shinoi makom. Not everybody agrees with that. Okay, we're not going to get into the whole thing, but Lamaisi, at least the Mishnah Berurah for sure says that if the very short period of time you go outside, you come back, it's Shina Makim, now you must make a new bracha. Now you must make a new bracha on the coffee, because that's a real shinoi makom. So according to everybody, even according to the Magen Avraham, what do you mean? You have shinoi makom, you need a new bracha. So that's another eitzah toiva. So, okay, well, next year we'll just finish off, and there's a couple of more eitzah toivas how to work this thing and move on back to our subject. But we're starting to, you know, slice it and dice it and shine up the diamond how to work this situation, which comes up all the time. Thank you for listening. Aslachim Bracha Kol Tov.